content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Steve Lord from Triangle Radio Reading Service. I'll be reading to you today from the Raleigh VIP newsletter for the months of May and June 2018. This is the May and June 2018 Visually Impaired Program Newsletter, sponsored by the City of Raleigh Parks, Recreation and Cultural Resources Department, Specialized Recreation and Inclusion Services. Their offices are at 2401 Wade Avenue in Raleigh. Their office phone number is 919-996-2147. Their email, sris@raleighnc.gov. The Visually Impaired Program is intended for individuals 18 and older with visual impairments, unless otherwise noted. All participants must complete and sign a participation form before participating in any activity. These forms are valid for 1 year. Please be prepared to complete one prior to event participation. Program registration numbers will be reviewed 2 weeks in advance, with a final decision made 1 week in advance as to whether the minimum registration numbers have been met to determine whether there is sufficient registration to hold the program. This is consistent with other city programs and provides the opportunity for respectful and timely communication for participants, staff, and program locations. Some specific programs may have earlier registration deadlines. Minimum registration numbers will vary by program. Single-rate program fees are now advertised for all programs. Each program will describe whether it includes transportation. Registration will not be accepted without payment. Participants should be prepared to make payment at the time of registration. If leaving a message to register, staff will expect payment to be remitted when returning the call to confirm registration. Additional information regarding the city's fee assistance program is available upon request. Additional policies will be listed at the end of this podcast. Now here are the ongoing activities during the months of May and June 2018. On Mondays, darts at the Five Point Center for Active Adults. The dates in May are the 7th, 14th, 21st. In June, the 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th. On all dates, the program runs from 6:30 p.m. until 8:15 p.m. Registration for May is $12. Registration for June is $16. Come enjoy a competitive evening playing darts. You must register and pay for the entire month in order to participate. Weekly registration is not available. Meet at the Five Point Center, 2000 Noble Road. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. On Tuesdays during May and June, walking to wellness at the Triangle Town Center. The dates are May 22nd and June 26th. The program runs on both dates from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. Registration is $2 for each month. This is a family program. This walking group is for beginners or for those who already walk and are looking to increase their physical activity. Staff will be on site to lead the group. However, one-on-one assistance is not provided. The group will walk at Triangle Town Center, rain or shine. Meet at the Triangle Town Center, lower level, family area, in front of Sears, 5959 Triangle Town Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. Also on Tuesdays, water aerobics at Millbrook Exchange. The program runs in May on the 1st and 15th, in June on the 5th and 19th. In all cases, the program runs from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. Registration for May is $4. Registration for June is also $4. This is for ages 14 and up. This shallow water exercise class will focus on improving posture, balance, and range of motion, giving you an overall workout to improve your health and level of fitness. Bring your own swimsuit and towel. Meet at the Millbrook Exchange Pool, 1905 Spring Forest Road. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. On Wednesdays during May and June, Fun Bowl at Buffalo Lanes North. In May, the program dates are the 3rd, 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. In June, the dates are the 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th. In all cases, the program runs from 12:30 p.m. until 2:30 p.m. Registration for May is $5. June registration is $4. Each game costs $1 up to 3 games, and you will need to pay the bowling alley in cash each day. Participants must be able to carry balls to and from the bowling lane and be able to bowl unassisted. One-on-one instruction is not provided. Pin spotters and rails are available. Weekly registration is not available. You must register for a month in order to participate. Meet at the Buffalo Lanes North, 5900 Oak Forest Road. No door-to-door transportation is provided. Please note that the North Raleigh Lions Club will be hosting a catered luncheon for all registered monthly Fun Bowl participants on Wednesday, June 6th at 11:30 a.m. You must be registered for the program and RSVP to SRIS no later than May 30th in order to attend. Also on Wednesdays, Beep Baseball. In May, the 2nd, 9th, 16th, 23rd, and 30th. In June, the 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th, and in July on the 11th. In all cases, the program runs from 6:30 p.m. until 8 p.m. Registration is $140 for the season. We will be offering a modified Beep baseball season that will include 10 practices and 3 round-robin game days, dates to be determined. The registration fee covers staff, transportation, meals for visiting teams during home games, equipment, and uniforms. Participants should be prepared to bring their own water, snacks, and personal items of preference. Participants, volunteers, and staff will be expected to review and agree to a code of conduct and expectations. Specifics on game day times and locations will be listed in a few moments in the monthly sections of this podcast. The season fee is due by April 18th, and credits or refunds will be based in accordance with the refund policy based on the season start date of May 2nd. For practices, meet at Green Road Park, Field 1, 4201 Green Road at 6:30 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. Also on Wednesdays, bingo at Chavez Community Center, May 23rd and June 27th. Program runs from 7 p.m. until 8:45 p.m. Registration is $4 for May and $4 for June. This is for ages 14 and up. Join us for an evening of fellowship, fun, and bingo. Braille and large print cards are available. There will be no food or drink provided. Participants are welcome to bring or order food to be delivered to the program location. Food and delivery and eating should not interrupt the program. Meet at the Chavez Community Center, 505 MLK Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. On Thursdays during May and June, trivia night at Buffalo Brothers, May 17th and June 21st. The program runs 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Registration is $2 each month, May and June. Put on your thinking caps and join us for dinner and a fun night of trivia. DJ Trivia will be hosting, and trivia begins at 7 p.m. Please bring money for dinner. Meet at the Buffalo Brothers Lanes, 3111 Capitol Boulevard. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. On Fridays during May and June, Audio Book Club at the North Carolina Library for the Blind, May 10th and June 8th. Program runs 10 a.m. until noon. There is no cost for the program, but no transportation is provided. If you are interested in joining the book club, please contact Marlene Debo at 919-733-4376. The book group meets at the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 1841 Capitol Boulevard. Also on Fridays, Outlaw Bowling at Buffalo Lanes North. The Outlaw program is the nation's largest and most consistent blind bowler league. Participation is governed by league bylaws and officers. Contact Sharon Benton, league president, at 919-755-0700 for league information and transportation needs. Now here are the specific activities during May in date order. Sunday, May 6th. Food Truck Rodeo from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Registration is $10. Join us for a half mile of food trucks and restaurants spread out over 11 city blocks, featuring 50 food trucks from across the state of North Carolina. Please bring money for food. Please wear comfortable shoes and be prepared to navigate through crowds. One-on-one assistance is not provided. Must be ready for pickup at 11 a.m. Door-to-door transportation to program location and home is provided. Saturday, May 12th, strawberry picking and lunch, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Registration is $10. DJ's Berry Patch is the perfect place to stop to get some fresh air, stretch your legs, and pick up some fresh strawberries for nibbling right at our farm and for bringing back home. Please wear sunscreen, a hat, long pants, and sturdy shoes. Also, look for these products made fresh with our DJ's berries, homemade all-natural Maple View Farm ice cream, fresh strawberry preserves, and strawberry vinaigrette dressing. After picking strawberries, we'll stop for a quick lunch at Crossroads in Cary. Our friends from the Hearing Impaired Program will join us. Please bring money for strawberries and lunch. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 9:15 a.m. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. Sunday, May 20th, the Got to Be NC Festival, from 1 p.m. until 5 p.m. Registration is $15. It's time to join in on the down-home celebration North Carolina style at the Got to Be NC Festival at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. We will enjoy the homegrown fair at the Expo Center, where North Carolina food companies, breweries, and wineries will be sampling and selling some of the most delightful flavors in North Carolina. Please bring money for food and activities. One-on-one assistance is not provided. Our friends from Dragon, Adventure, and Wildcat Social Clubs will join us. Must be ready for pickup at 11 a.m. Door-to-door transportation to program location and home provided. Now here are the activities for June, in date order. Saturday, June 2nd, Barn Dinner Theater, Love Machine, from 4 p.m. until 11:30 p.m. Registration is $65 and payment is due by May 18th. Join us for the musical Love Machine, as Sweet Daddy and the cast are ready to get your feet moving in this electrifying musical journey. Packed with favorite tunes like My Girl, Proud Mary, and Brick House, this high-energy show celebrates the sounds of Motown and soul from the 60s and 70s. You will have to restrain yourself to keep from jumping out of your seat and doing the hustle. Price of registration includes buffet meal and ticket to the show. You must register prior to May 18th. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 3:45 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. Sunday, June 10th, Food Truck Rodeo from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Registration is $10. Join us for a half mile of food trucks and restaurants spread out over 11 city blocks, featuring 50 food trucks from across the state of North Carolina. Please bring money for food. Please wear comfortable shoes and be prepared to navigate through crowds. One-on-one assistance is not provided. Must be ready for pickup at 1 p.m. Door-to-door transportation to program location and home is provided. Saturday, June 16th, Blind Idol at Carolina Theater, 4:30 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. Registration is $15. Join us for the 4th Annual Blind Idol Semifinals at the Carolina Theater in Durham. Blind Idol is a national singing competition that celebrates the musical talents of individuals who are legally blind, representing a broad range of music genre. Prior to the show, enjoy a reception including a live Mardi Gras band, casino charity games, and a Vision Resource Lounge. Please have an early dinner before you arrive. One-on-one assistance will not be provided. Meet at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue at 4:15 p.m. Door-to-door transportation home is provided. Saturday, June 30th, Beep Baseball Game in High Point, 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. This is for registered Beep baseball players and volunteers. Please have breakfast before you arrive, bring water and snacks, a chair for sitting, and dress appropriately for the weather. Please also bring $5 cash for lunch at the field. Centralized pickup and drop-off at the JC Community Center, 2405 Wade Avenue. Please meet at 7 a.m. No transportation home is provided. If you have any questions or concerns about programs, please call before you register. The office number is 919-996-2147. Here are the program policies. Unless otherwise noted, all programs are for individuals ages 18 and older who are blind or have various levels of vision impairment. Family members must register for events noted as family event with the participating visually impaired family member. Participants under the age of 18 must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. When registering, please be sure to identify family members and anyone underage to the office staff. Program fees still apply. The only way to secure your registration is by making payment to the City of Raleigh. Checks, money orders, or credit cards are accepted. Registration for programs will be reviewed 2 weeks in advance with a final determination 1 week in advance as to whether the program will run. Program cancellation notifications will be made via email, unless you do not have an email, to staff, participants, etc. Registration may be left on voicemail. Participants should be prepared to make payment when staff returns the call to confirm registration. Please clearly leave your name, the event and event date, whether or not you need transportation, if applicable, when or how to expect your payment, and your contact information. Service animals are welcome in programs and on vehicles. Participants must notify the office at the time of registration and no later than 1 week prior to the program date, so appropriate arrangements can be made. Program cancellations or withdrawals may be left on voicemail. However, we will follow the refund policy, which will be noted in a moment. Please clearly leave your name, the event and event date, the reason for your cancellation, and your contact information. All participants must complete and sign a participation form before participating in any activity. These forms are valid for 1 year. One-on-one assistance will not be provided for programs unless noted otherwise in the program description. Travel programs will be staffed on a one staff or chaperone to a 4-participant ratio, unless otherwise noted in the program description. Transportation will only be available for individuals ages 8 and older, or those who meet the 80-pound requirement for not needing a booster seat. When door-to-door to and from a program is available, we will pick up participants up to 2 hours before the scheduled event, based on the number of participants riding. Please be ready 2 hours prior to the program time. You will hear the driver blow the horn 3 times. Drivers are not authorized to leave the vehicle to assist participants. Program participants must be able to meet and load the vehicle independently. Drivers will only make stops predetermined by the office except in emergency situations. Drivers may pick up or drop off participants at any location within the Raleigh city limits. The location is not required to be a residence. Please notify staff at the time of registration. Last-minute requests are not guaranteed. Program volunteers or personal assistants must be approved by office staff prior to attending programs. Additional paperwork may be required and may take up to 2 weeks for processing. All program participants must be able to participate and interact appropriately in a social setting. All participants riding city vehicles are required to wear seat belts while the vehicle is in motion, if they are available. No smoking on vehicles or City of Raleigh property unless in designated smoking areas. Open food or drink is not allowed on the vehicle. No profanity will be allowed on the vehicle or at programs. Please refrain from wearing strong cologne or perfume to respect those with allergies. Only registered participants, staff, and approved volunteers or personal assistants are authorized to ride transportation. And here is the refund policy. 100% refund, credit, or transfer if the department cancels a program. 100% credit or transfer fees to another program at time of withdrawal, or 85% refund based on total cost of program. Refund, credit, or transfer requests received less than 14 days prior to the start date of a program will not be granted. Refunds for medical reasons requested prior to the start date of a program will be granted at 100%, subject to verification. A credit may be used by any family member on the same registration account. And finally, non-attendance or non-participation in a program does not entitle a patron to a refund. You have been listening to the May and June 2018 edition of the Raleigh VIP Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Steve Lord, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long till next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.